Shirin Kajanar for Yud Nesim. We're continuing Simon Kuf Yud Chesed Hey, and we're discussing what should be on the Seder table and how to prepare the Kaira. So now we're going to move on, in addition to the Charoises that we discussed, the Chalitit, and the Karpas Latzmiatinoikos, and the Murr, which is also their bottom today, Zakter, Alocha, hey, they added another two things on the Kaira. Scharbis, make this from when the basement was destroyed, Tikna Chacham Chacham, and Fitul Shio Al Shulcham. There should be on the Seder table, B'Shasa Meres Haggadah, while saying the Haggadah, Shnei Minit Tavshil, two types of cooked foods. Echad zeichel the carbon pesach. One is in remembrance and symbolic of the carbon pesach, which will be the centerpiece. Is mantra based on mitzvah yikayim, and even before and from when they left Mitzrayim. The echad zeichel the carbon chagiga. One was zeichel the carbon chagiga, which would be eaten also at the seder table, and that ensured chagigas yudalit ensured that when you eat the carbon pesach, which was the dessert, it should be nechal al asayva. So shayu makrim bismantra based on mitzvah yikayim, they would actually bring that as an offering when the basic mitzvah existed. Now, shvenagu, it's our custom, sheyachdan atavshilin, one of these two tavshilin, yeh basar should specifically be meat, even though it could have been any cooked food. Now, yeh meperek hanikrazer, it should be from the shoulder, so to speak, and as a remembrance to the zroya. Why? Lezeich ha-shagol ha-makach baruch hu, the zroya natu, the Eibishter redeemed Bnei Yisrael from Mitzrayim with an outstretched arm, as the Lashon HaPasuk is, figuratively. Yeh nitzla ha-gachom, it should be roasted. Why? Because it's zeich ha-lepesach ha-yetzliyesh, in remembrance to carbon pesach that it was roasted in by fire, specifically, and not cooked. Bushel b'mayim. Now, Vasheni, the second one, yebeitza should be a round egg. Why? Because the beitza of Lashon Arami, be'a. In Aramaic, the way you say beitza is be'a, which also means kolomer de boi rachme lemifrak yasana b'jer miramama. The Eibishter wanted, it was his wish, to redeem us and take us out with an outstretched arm. Sherot zakti ba'oisina beitza bein sluya bein rebushels. The egg doesn't specifically need to be roasted. It could also be cooked. Now, it's our minhag, first of all, that the beitza should be specifically cooked to be a hard-boiled egg. And it's our minhag that we would take there from the Friedrich Rebbe, we would take not a shank bone, which is a zroya of the chicken, we would take specifically a gargle, which we consider a zroya as well. And today, on one hand, we do roast it, but in order not to, people shouldn't even think that this is a carbon pesach, even though in any case, a oif would never get on the mizbeach, we pick out all the chicken from the Friedrich Rebbe's makov, we take out all the chicken and place that's on the gargle. So it's mamish bones that are roasted. Halacha. You have to cook it, these two that are going to be on the Seder plate, on Erev Yom Tov earlier in the day. Why? Because we're going to see you're not allowed to cook from one day to the next. And because you want it roasted, you're not allowed to eat roasted on Pesach, as we'll see. And therefore, you have to make sure, first of all, to eat it by the next day. And otherwise, it's even better to cook it before because you're not going to use it that night. You have to cook it and roast it from Erev Pesach earlier in the day. Whether you forgot or it was Shabbos, then you could cook it and or roast it by night. But in that case, you have to eat it on the first day of Yom Tov, because if you don't eat it, then what you cooked or baked or roasted wasn't Tzarech Nefesh. Now, according to the Alter Rebbe, it's not a problem in any case. Why? Because according to the Alter Rebbe, we eat the egg by Shulchan Ayrech, and therefore it's a Tzarech Achil Nefesh anyways. Mechen B'Leil Sheni, the same deals in regards to the second night, that you're preparing also for the, if you didn't do it on Erev Yom Tov and you're preparing it that night for the egg, then Yitzlim V'Vashlim V'Yerchim B'Yom Tov, you have to eat it the next morning. Ki'en V'Vashlim Yom Tov L'Chaber, you can't keep it for Chol HaMoed for the next day after of Yom Tov, V'Leim Yom Tov L'Chol, and therefore it has to be eaten the next morning. Being that we specifically do not eat any roasted meat on these two nights, you shouldn't think that you're makrav kachem b'chutz and you actually were makrav karm pesach. Can't tell lachos azroya, but dafka b'yer. And that's why we keep on mentioning you have to eat it the next morning. Even if you roast it on Erev Yom Tov, ein lazarka achakas, still you shouldn't be mezalzel in what you had on the Seder plate, and you should not throw it afterwards. You should put it in a bit in something that you are cooking and then eat it. Now, halacha vav, how should one sit at the Seder? Doctor, Yachem Hashav, you should prepare the place where you're sending me about Oyyam. First of all, earlier on in the day, Matzai's Nam with beautiful spreads and pillows, Kfiy Cholder, based on his capabilities, he should be able to recline and specifically lean to his left side. Even if he's a lefty, this doesn't have to do with which hand you write and which is your Iker hand. Rather, Yasa B'smoyle should call Adam, he should still lean to the left side of all the people because it has to do with the Sakan. It shouldn't go, you should prepare the Kaira from earlier on in the day. In order that when you come home from shul right after Ma'ariv, you should be able to right away start to say there. Our minhag is you prepare the whole table, but the Ka'ara we do right before you make Kiddush, and the Rebbe would even read it from the Nusach, the Alter Rebbe, and the Siddur, the Yachin Ka'ara, and the Yimina Esmola Beitza, the whole Lashon, and he would put it down as he would say it. Even though throughout the days of the year, we try to diminish and not have all the Kalim that a beautiful Kalim person has, not to put them on the tables. In remembrance with the destruction of the days of Beitza. You should add and put as much as you could, the beautiful kalim, all dishes on the table, based on your as much as you could. Even if you're not planning to use it, I still you sat miyafal shulchan l'noi for the beauty of the table. You should still put them out on the table. Zeichel acheros, and this reminds us of the freedom that Yidden left Mitzrayim. That's the Maril would even borrow from goyim kalim just to put on his table. The halacha ches say that karakachol. The way to set up the kara is the following. Manei ashol shmatzis. And you put three matzahs on the table, Zal, Zed, Alter Rebbe adds Yisrael, Alva Levi, Alva Koyin, and then we, Arminic, is also, they should have a boich to them, they should have a clean kibble. You put that on top of the, put it on top of the Kaira, by us, only the Rebbeim have a Kaira, which is a taskas of a tray from silver. And poiris alei mapa, over the matzahs you put a mapa, a handkerchief, a nice one, mapa no, vala, maniach, azroya. Then on top of it, you put the zroya, which by many is a shankbone. In our case, we'll use a gargle. You put it on your right, across you on the top right. Vesa beitzim is small, and the egg should be on the left top. Hamarer is lebrachas la'emtza, the mar that you're going to use to make the alachel mar. That is in the middle, but the Alter Rebbe adds it's lower a little bit, so it looks like a segel. And then another segel comes. Charoises tachas zroya. Under the zroya on your right side, the lower right is charoises. And karpas tachas beitza. And on the left side, bottom, is going to be the beitza. Under the beitza, is going to be the karpas. The tzibla or kartafel, as we use. And mara lekricha, the mara that you're going to use for koirech, that you put in the middle on the bottom, which is again like another a second segel under it. And hakoises you, shleim is the koises from which you're going to make the drink the dalat koises. It should be complete with blishum pkim without any nicks. Umudachas yavet, they should be washed out properly. They should hold within them at least a revis, if not more. The chlal, the minig is to wipe it from inside and outside, and then you don't have to, it doesn't have to be mudach. You see, by the rabbis for bringing them many times, we wipe the kois mam as well inside like kois al bracha. Now, we put bechlal between the matzahs, we put with a mapa between each matzah. Halacha yud. Minageinu, and this is not our minig per se, but many poilus and liturgists. Minageinu lubash is a kittel to wear a white cloak, which is zecher to, which is bechlal chagigi, but it's also zecher to perichas events. We wear a kittel. We wear yom kippur like malachim, and also like the p'tira to remember the shrouds. The yachin agam kem boid yom. You should prepare it earlier on in the day. Before nightfall, Mishu Avel Rachman Atzlan ain't a loyshe. He doesn't wear it. Avel Baseba Chayv. He's still Chayv Baseba, even though it's not as Chagigi. It's not as he's not part of the festivities as much. But Baseba he has to. Rakim Loy Nag Avelus Klal Kedim Yamtiv. He didn't do any of the Avelus before Yamtiv. Going for example, Shkaver Mesib Yamtiv buried his mace on Yamtiv already. And Noigin She Ain't a Mace. It's customary that he doesn't do Haseba. However, still the Halal Oime, he has to praise the Eibishter, and he says, say Hal Ki Hal Ochiyuv, it's mandatory. It's not an option. It's not an expression of celebrating our freedom. Halacha Yud Aleph, Bein Etzel Aviv, Chayev Aseba, son sitting in front of his father does need to do Aseba. However, Aval Talmud Etzel Rabbi, a Talmud that's sitting before his teacher, and the Alter Rebbe adds, or in front of any great Talmud Chacham of the generation, a sage, Ein Etzarech, he doesn't need to do Aseba. The Alter Rebbe holds he's not allowed to do Aseba.